kink month smack in the middle.
Schmecker. Schmeckeroni.
Kinky sex.
You want some cheese?
Kinky politics.
How about some cheese?
Kinky cheese. Cheesy kink. And kinky bonobos, who would love some cheese.
I'm sure they would.
Or cheesy kink.
This is Captain Max with my darling, beautiful, smart girlfriend, wife, and play person. Who I love her. And tonight we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things which I know nothing about. And for all of you that ask, what is this? It's a podcast. That's what it is. And I hope you guys are telling your friends about this and telling them that you don't know what it is, but it's pretty cool, right? And then I also have an unseen guy to my right.
Oh, yeah, don't talk to me.
He's unseen. He's unseen. And then in front of me, I have a Corona beer. No, I have Mel.
Hey.
Well, no, but see, this
it's
was
not
right.
The worst thing.
This was in front of me. No, this was
no,
in,
I,
in front
I,
of me.
No, Captain you Max. Know. Ah. Hey, how's it going? The other unseen.
No, we're going to talk about some sex. And we're going to talk about some politics. And you're going to love this. You're absolutely
love it.
Just love it. I'm from another country. I've just gotten off the sheep. Dr. Susie?
Oh, I came here for a train.
There's the train.
My train. I'm just in time.
All aboard.
It's kink month. Smack in the middle. And I'm your love doctor. Or as Captain Max would say, your Louvre doctor. And you can find me in the Louvre, hanging out by the Mona Lisa, talking to people about their sex lives, and celebrating Kink Month. The kink keeps coming. And we keep celebrating. And communicating. And stimulating. And agitating. And cogitating. About kink. Kinky sex, kinky politics, and kinky bonobo. Louvre?
Louvre. Louvre.
Like
I love
Louvre.
You. I love you.
Louvre. You.
Louvre.
I love you.
I love, love
okay,
you.
Okay, I love you too.
Yeah, me too.
You said it by accident today during our nap time.
Right.
We do take naps. We have mattresses here just
yes.
In case you are the Arcadia Zoning Board and you're tuned in right now. I'm Dr. Susan Block. This is Captain Max.
And I'm Max.
Lubkowitz.
Yes.
And we're also here with Mel and...
Howdy.
The Unseen
Scene
One. And we are here with a bunch of other people. And we are doing a show, and, you know, every once in a while, somebody has to take a nap.
Right.
So we were doing that today, and Max said, I love you. I don't think you meant to, but it has turned into our thing. So if it annoys you, like a lot of couples must annoy you, especially if you're not in a couple, then I apologize. But too bad. That's our kink. And here comes the ambulance to pick us up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
And take us away.
Or maybe it's the cops or the fire department.
Fire in Arcadia.
I don't know. Who knows? I just assume somebody's having a heart attack in Arcadia.
Yeah, mostly heart attacks because we're older people.
Older people.
Yeah.
Yes, seniors.
Seniors.
Or, in my case, a cougar.
Meow.
My husband is older than me, but I always think of him as my young stud.
Young stud. That's me.
In the mind, which is as important as in the flesh. Although the flesh is the temple of the mind, so you got to have them both. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk about kink. So I have a few subjects. I'm just going to run through a
few to begin with before
we break into groups and make drawings and talk about our feelings.
Pick our nose.
So, and masturbate also.
Masturbate.
And take a nap on the mattress. So
all at once.
Well, you could do all those
you
things
could.
At once. Really, mattresses
multitask.
Are fantastic for... Yeah. Great art for poetry readings. I did a big poetry show called Mattress Madness in like 1980.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
7 or 8 or something like that at the Zephyr Theater in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
And from there, I have had mattresses all my life. And they're important to me. They're a part of my comfort, my style, my art, my therapy.
Absolutely. You know,
my kink, if you will.
There
and
you
it
go.
Is kink month. So we're going to talk about Trump's kink, which, of course, is, we all know, we've known it for a while, golden showers.
Dang.
Of course. That we talked about that at the beginning of his regime, and he denied it, but he denies everything. And it's never been proven false. And in fact, there have been some glimmerings of truth about it, including from his lawyer, Michael Cohen, and from Trump himself, who spoke to a group in Virginia and said, I'm not into golden showers.
You go, Trumpy boy.
Out of nowhere.
You.
It's like suddenly he sprayed everyone.
Just golden tans.
Well, yeah. Well, where do you get that tan? Yeah. A little orange. Maybe you're taking too many vitamins. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. But it's even better that he told everybody not to vote. So we appreciate that. All of that. It's fun. It's kink month.
Woo-hoo.
We're also going to talk about a new article that's out today.
About
sploshing, which is a kink. And it features moi, your Louvre doctor, and many, many quotes from me. So I'm very appreciative of that. And also a few pictures. Anyway, we're going to talk more about kinky TikTok sploshing videos, which was what this was about. And I'm not even on TikTok, but I'm too senior.
I think anyone can be on TikTok,
well,
though, Dr.
I know.
Susie.
I'm going to be.
Come on.
It's in
Join
my
the
plan.
Club. If you do it, I'll do it.
If some people are going to get vaccinated, I'm one of those people that's going to go on TikTok.
Okay.
One day. Right. And then I'll get the I'm not on TikTok disease and go, oh, my God, I should have gone on TikTok.
There you go. Coulda, woulda.
Terrible joke. But
no,
not as bad
not,
as
yeah.
some jokes that are out there.
That's
so,
sure.
Kinky TikTok sploshing is in Screenshot Media. Go check it out. And I am in it quite a bit.
I am
and
not.
I will talk about it more. No, I think I
oh,
say
I'm
things about
oh,
you.
Say
yes,
things
I
about me.
And Danielle Watts and Chef Be Live and Gypsy Bonobo. They're all in it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's good. It's good stuff.
That's an important kink. Splosh.
Splosh.
It combines food and sex. Another article. I'm in 2 articles this week, although this other one was actually published a few weeks ago, but they just told me about it. So as far as I'm concerned, it's this week. And
Righto.
It's in Mel Magazine, which, if you recall, did a wonderful video with me, 3 Ways to Live Like a Bonobo, also featuring Danielle Watts and Chef Be Live in that one. And they also did a terrible article. But anyway, this is a pretty good article. And it's about straight male sugar babies seeking sugar daddies.
Okay.
Hmm. Very specific.
Uh-huh.
And it's a growing sort of genre of interest. And I think a lot of people maybe you're going, what? That doesn't make any sense that a straight male would be willing or even seeking sex for pay with another male because they're supposedly straight. But it is a phenomenon, and we're going to talk about that. Nice. We're also going to talk about Captain Max's personal experience being approached by such a sugar daddy, but he did not want to take the job.
I was always approached when I was young. Oh, yes.
He was. Come, you're still approached.
Come here, young man.
Approach.
I approach you.
You're he's so approachable.
Oh, yeah. There
Jinx.
We go. Jinx. Yeah. Okay. Well, that you what? I can't talk now.
Okay.
What
sorry.
Am I
go? Go okay. For it, Dr. Sue.
Go ahead.
I'll behave.
We have to have some other.
Everybody serious.
Punishment for being uh-oh. Jinx besides not talking.
Splashing.
This is a radio show.
Right.
Golden showers.
Well, we can pretend.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Not again.
Did we get censored?
I think that's
thanks.
A steam engine.
Speaking of male sugar babies and sugar daddies,
oh my God.
Jeff Bezos shot Captain Kirk into space and then sprayed him with champagne.
Wow.
And who's the male sugar baby here and who's the daddy? We're going to discuss. We're not sure. There's a little bit of both, but there's also this penis-shaped rocket. Or chode-shaped rocket, yes, that's involved. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Hooters controversy over the new thong shorts. I don't know if y'all are up on this.
Oh.
Maybe the search engines just have my number, and they know that I would be interested in a Hooters controversy.
Of course.
Over thong shorts.
High level of intellect, yes.
They got me on Julian Assange and Hooters thong shorts. They are related. And Striketober. Yes, indeed. Socialism, brothers and sisters. After all, the name of this train is FDR.
D-R. Radio.
Which stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Our
32nd president, who was pretty good, although I just heard he treated the Haitians really bad. I'm always hearing bad things about him. But in my hagiographical rose-colored glasses mind, he was a little bit socialist.
FDR, yes.
FDR, yes.
Yes. So FDR, do you want to tell them what it stands for?
The other thing, besides Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know about tax the rich. And you know about eat the rich.
Right, I know about that. Well, we don't eat rich people.
No, they taste terrible.
No.
Ah. And also then they would be dead, and we're not cannibals,
right.
Really.
We're not
although
cannibals.
Sometimes I do like to eat you up, like and think of myself as
well. Love.
That's a part of splashing.
Oh,
by the way,
shucks.
Jux Lee says splosh on, and Jux Lee did do the cover
of
our splosh and art magazine, as well as the cover of Spankin' Art.
Which if you go to Google, you can find it, and then you can buy it. And then we get a little piece of it, the printer gets a little piece of it, and you get a work of art.
Mm-hmm. Striketober, yes. Okay, so I got derailed, because first we have Tax the Rich, then we have Eat the Rich,
and then
we have FDR. Can you guess, class?
Max is raising his hand.
Yes.
Fuck the rich.
Fuck the rich. Yes, exactly. I love you.
I love you.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
That's right.
I love you.
And yes, we may be censored for that, but that's the name of the show.
Nah.
So on this train, we support socialism of some sort. We're not even sure what sort, but lots of sorts.
It's really ethical capitalism.
There's no such thing.
No, I said...
That would be socialism.
That's what I just said.
With a few little capitalist things to it. Right. And it's important for the environment, for the people. It's important for a lot of things. And it seems like in some ways the world is getting worse. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer and the climate catastrophes are roiling our societies. But hey, besides Kinktober, it's also Striketober in America. And so we're going to talk about that, how a lot of people are on strike. Some are in unions, and some are simply not going to work. They don't want to commute anymore. They like their mattress.
Yeah, it's a little too much. Right. Right?
Gotta have right.
A little comfortable.
You know,
now, kids.
You want to live life with some dignity.
Dignity.
And also maybe not pollute the world.
Mm.
Right. Driving around,
right.
And also maybe not work for these horrid capitalist entities. Anyway, there's this Striketober thing going on, which is kind of wonderful and kind of scary.
All over the world, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because all of our pipelines and supply chains
making
are...
just us.
Yeah.
Everything is in upheaval.
Mm. Yeah, like a shit bin of black water.
Shit show.
So,
across the world.
It's important that workers of the world unite and those of us who sympathize with workers. And anyway, we just need a little more equity here. I'm sure if people had food and health care and some level of entertainment and some level of security, they would enjoy working, but maybe not at the jobs that they were working at before. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in factories so much. Maybe not in soulless jobs. And maybe the jobs in factories need to be paid a lot more because they're dangerous and nobody wants them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you let in all these refugees that you're keeping out.
Well, that's what's going on right now. That's why everybody's so excited that all these people come over here, because there's millions of jobs that Americans don't want to do anymore.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's part of the solution, is there shouldn't be such a wall up, whether it's a physical wall or just a red tape wall, to people coming in here. We obviously need people that know how to work, because Americans don't fucking want to.
They want to be on their mattresses at home.
Take a nap, America.
Right.
Fuck the rich. In the bad news, journalist Julian Assange, WikiLeaks publisher, is still in prison. And basically over nothing. And in other news, our saga of being raided and harassed by the mattress mad Arcadia building inspectors is still going on over nothing. And there is much ado about nothing on the part of many American apparatchiks that want to just restrict people unnecessarily, when the big something is climate change. The big something is wealth inequality. The big something is war. And now there's this war with China brewing. We didn't even win against Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Guys in flip-flops.
Mm.
China is a serious country. This is crazy. And war is not the only crisis that is violent. There is the violence in our streets and in our homes, all kinds of violence. And it is the opposite of the bonobo way. And that's what we try to impart here on FDR. Is to make like bonobos, not baboons, make love, not war. These are the big somethings: climate change, wealth inequality, war, violence, police violence, big part of that, and unfettered dirt belching capitalism. We also have a wonderful throwback tonight.
Yes. Right.
How are we doing there?
We're doing good.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it seems fine. Like something's...
No.
Everything's okay.
Good.
I'm just...
We're tuning.
Okay.
Just tuning.
All right. So we have a wonderful throwback tonight. Kink Month smack in the middle, back in 2016. Just before the Trumpus. He's like the Krampus.
Oh, yeah.
He's very much like that, except not the good qualities. We were talking about Krampus earlier because almost Christmas.
Yeah.
So Krampus, there's a good side to Krampus that we like that's kind of fun and naughty in a sexy way that's related to Pan.
Right.
But there's also a very evil side to Krampus, and I would say the Trumpus is that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he fools a certain amount of people, the QAnoners, I guess, the maggots, into figuring that, you know, he is that fun Krampus.
Mm.
But he's the Trumpus. Anyway, this was an innocent time before that. And it was exactly in the middle of Kink Month when Bonoboville got smack happy with a spanking hot birthday celebration of the fabulous femdom, Madam Sydney Jones.
Mm.
And a bunch of her fabulous slaves and servants. And Tammy is in this.
Tammy?
Yes.
Oh, my favorite Trumper.
Yes. And you know, this was when we didn't know she was a Trumper.
Tammy, we love you.
Yeah, we love you, but it was interesting because it was before Trump won. And I remember when Trump won that Tammy came up to us and she kind of confessed that she was a Trump supporter and told us that she would protect us when the hordes came to drag us away in chains. Tammy, where are you? Can you protect us from the zoning Politburo of Arcadia? Anyway, Tammy's great. We love a lot of Trump supporters. We love a lot of people that are no vax. Even we love some no maskers, but we don't hang out with them anymore. So we also have the fabulous China in this
China
video. Jay Tirico. But now Jay's name is China.
China. His new name is China.
And I'm not sure that his is the right
I love China.
Pronoun. I would say they, because Jay or China goes back and forth between being a very girly girl, and in this case, on this show, a nurse, and being a boy who can suck his own cock.
Dang.
I know. So I think they're a they. Jay is a they.
Yeah.
And also on this show, since Madam Sydney Jones is spanking various people, including Tammy and China and Sarah Bella and her slaves, and she spanks Trump.
Wow.
With the bonobo way, of course. And in this particular video, this show, Trump is played. We usually would have Trump played by a person, but Trump could also be this sort of big penis-shaped pillow that I have that I would put a Trump mask on. But in this case, Trump is played by a person.
Wow.
And that would be Harry Sapien.
Hey, Dr. Susie.
Hey, happy Kink Month.
Yes, it is Kink Month.
It's Kink Month, and you starred, basically, in Kink Month's Smack in the Middle 2016 when you played the trumpets.
Yes, I channeled all the incompetence and all the mindless anger I could, and I became Trump.
And even though you're not really a submissive, you took a spanking.
Yes, I did. That mistress, what was her name again?
Madam Sidney Jones.
Yes, Madam Sidney Jones. I think she broke the cane on Trump's butt.
Yes, and then I gave you a spanking too with the bonobo way.
Yes.
You might not have known that because I was behind you. But in any case, you were thoroughly beaten, which is more than I can say for Trump himself. Although he was beaten in the popular vote, he still managed to slip into the White House. That's like somebody you don't like slipping into your DMs. Anyway, what was it like for you to play Trump?
Oh, that was interesting. I felt like the smartest stable genius ever. And automatically everything that I knew was right and everybody else was wrong. And it was a great feeling to be the smartest, most stable genius ever. That's my experience as Trump.
Really? So you enjoyed it?
But when I became Trump, I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm not saying you enjoyed being spanked and beaten, of course, but maybe you just enjoy performing, which I know you do because you're kind of a stand-up comic.
Wannabe stand-up comic.
Aw, so humble. Well, how did you feel as a black man playing Trump? I mean, Trump is black on Kink Month Smack in the Middle 2016. At least his hands are, because you were wearing a suit.
Right.
And so you get this Trump mask and everything's covered except your hands. So it revealed that, and it was just this interesting kind of contradiction. How did you feel doing it?
Well, that's perfect Trump, because I'm sure if you asked Trump, he would say he's the blackest black man ever.
Right.
And, you know, everybody knows this. That's what he would say.
Well, he does say that black people like him better than anybody.
Right.
So maybe, I guess he would say, you know, I'm really black. Don't some white people say that they're really black or
they
something?
They always, some like Trump is like, oh, I have a best friend that's black.
There you go. Well, in this case, it was his hands. And you do a great job. You're a big guy and he's a big guy. I hope you don't have to play him again here. But
Hopefully not. He never wins anything ever again.
Trying to make that happen. I would like to not talk about him, but he has a way of getting anybody to talk about him. For instance, out of the blue or gold, this week he told this audience of Republicans, I guess, maggots, that he was not into golden showers.
That's such a Trump thing to say.
Totally incoherent insistence that he's not into it and that Melania something, but no. And that is all the proof you need that Trumpty Dumpty is absolutely, definitely, supercalifragilistically into golden showers. At least watching some
sex
workers do it on Obama's bed at the Ritz-Carlton Moscow.
Well, I mean, you got to wonder, what does Putin have on Trump? And I'm sure a video of him not enjoying the not golden showers he swears he doesn't like would be great control little fodder for.
And that's true. He didn't say that the golden shower incident did not take place.
Right.
He only said he's not into it.
Right.
But I can just imagine him watching it as it's happening, and maybe even from behind a window or anyway, a safe distance so he would not get sprayed. Although then again, that golden complexion, where does that come from? So I can just imagine that he was there, but that he said, you know, I'm not into golden showers. The new maggot phrase is, make America golden again.
That fits Trump.
Right. So the best part, though, is that he's telling Republicans not to vote in 2022 or 24. And they're not supposed to vote unless they solve the 2020 election that he lost, which is great. So this is one of the reasons I say we shouldn't be censoring Trump on Twitter. I think it increases his mystique to have him off of Twitter. So I say bring him back. Let him tell his constituents not to vote. I think
that would be the best. Come on, just tell them don't vote, okay?
That's what he said. Yeah. It's that they're not promoting this enough.
Right, because then they can claim fraud, or we can claim nobody showed up.
I've always felt Trump never really wanted to win. That's my personal opinion. He never really wanted to win, because when he won, I remember him having this oh shit look on his face when they're like, guess what, you won, and he's like, oh, you know, because campaigning is perfect for Trump. You get to go around and talk about how awesome you are and how you'd easily fix all these problems. So I personally felt he didn't want to win.
I agree. I don't think he wanted to win. And then once he was in, he didn't want to lose.
Well, he got all these people cheering for him and loving him.
Loving, yes.
Loving him.
And that's what the poor man needs.
Needs.
And that's often why so many big bullies lash out, because they need love.
Yeah, well, censorship is a big problem, of course. Mm.
Okay.
You see that?
It says here, Reddit mods are blocking us, sent us a message, no discussions of sex. And we really weren't even discussing it that detailed.
Wow, the level of censorship on the part of these people is extraordinary. We're talking about words here. We're not talking about bombs or simple words.
Yes.
But yet the word that heals is the same word that kills sometimes.
Well, our words don't kill.
Our
words are sex positive, love positive, bonobo way.
Absolutely. But we're laughing.
It's fine, because
that's against the law.
Yeah.
We're laughing as well as being positive.
Of course.
I think if we were perhaps just telling sex jokes, it would be okay.
That would be all right.
But I'm a sex positive sex therapist, and that might be the problem. Who knows? They're doing the censorship thing all over the place.
Not only for us.
It even makes me feel a kindred spirit with Trump, because he's censored. I don't think it's right for these platforms to censor people, because these platforms are commons.
And these are serious censors of words.
Jux Lee says, give Trump enough rope.
And he'll hang himself or something like that?
I guess so. It's like dot, dot, dot. I thought that was what they were trying to do with Mike Pence. And by the way, that's why we got censored on YouTube, because we were criticizing the people who had come to the insurrection with a noose and called out. And I'm afraid to call it out. See, I'm censoring myself, because I was censored on YouTube for probably this, although who knows whether it was saying what these people said, which was hang Mike Pence. By the way, I don't want to hang anybody, including Mike Pence. I'm not a fan of his, but I don't want to hang him. But I was just mocking them for saying it and criticizing them, and I got censored for that on YouTube. So censorship is everywhere. It's just a question of what they're going to censor that you might be saying. Unless you have a lot of money, then you can say whatever you want, because you're paying. So that's capitalism.
That's greed.
Yeah.
Also called greed.
Greed.
Human greed to steal and rape the earth.
I should say that's unfettered capitalism, which encourages greed. Greed is being encouraged right now. Mm.
That's the journey in America, actually, always.
The Horatio Alger story.
Story, yeah, yeah, a great story.
Rags to riches.
Right, great story.
Or in the case of many wealthy Americans right now, it's simply riches to more riches. Are we ready to talk about the straight male sugar babies?
Yes, tell
who
us
seek
about it.
Sugar daddies?
Yes.
There's an article in Mel magazine. It's pretty good. It's got a good overview. And it quotes me, as well as my ASECT colleague, Joe Court, another sex therapist, and other people about this, including some of the actual sugar babies. And yet it does leave a lot out. So I wanted to kind of fill in the blanks a bit, but I do encourage you to go to Mel Magazine and check it out, as well as to check out our video, Three Ways to Live Like a Bonobo. As a sex therapist, of course, I talk to a lot of men who identify in different ways. And some of them identify as straight, but for a number of reasons that I'm going to get into, engage in different kinds of sex with other men. Or they might just fantasize about it. They are often married or living with girlfriends, or they see women and they like women. In fact, they like women kind of better in a way, although it's hard to compare. And usually whatever male-male sex they might have is very secretive, especially if it's among older men. There are some younger men that are a little more open about it and kind of understand that this too is an identity. But why do they do it? You might be wondering if you think it's kind of almost an oxymoron. If they are straight, why don't they seek sugar mommies instead of sugar daddies? Why are they even interested in sugar daddies? What's happening here? There are many factors. First, let's remember something that's a basic tenet of the bonobo way, which is that most of us are inherently bisexual or pansexual, as we're talking about pan.
Yes.
Pan could have sex with anybody, including
Absolutely.
Animals. Humans, you should not have sex with animals, okay?
Yeah,
I'm saying that, however, there's no denying that humans do have in the past and still do. Mm. And I'm sure that that's going to get me censored on some stations. But it is the truth. And I do believe in telling you the truth. I've been podcasting since before there was podcasting. So I'm not going to stop telling you the truth. But no, you shouldn't be having sex with animals because that's animal abuse for the most part. Anyway, so most of us are inherently bisexual or pansexual, and under the right circumstances, whether it's a drunk vacation or a life prison sentence, you know, we could engage in sex with someone of the same gender, even if we consider ourselves totally straight. Now, since society favors being straight very much, even though we're more open about everybody being LGBTQ, we still favor being straight. Many people who could go either way kind of identify. I'm not saying they choose it really, but they identify as straight. And they are influenced by their parents, by society. We are influenced by that stuff, as well as influenced, of course, more deeply by our own biology, which could include feeling that you're a female, even though you have male genitalia or whatever. And I'm not going to go too deep into that right now. So they could identify as straight, but inside they're sexually fluid. And by the way, I think this is a good way to be sexually fluid inside and maybe a little more choosy on the outside, though I'm not necessarily saying what to choose. But to be sexually fluid on the inside is a beautiful thing. You can have more movies in your mind to watch. Some of these people might be straight males who, along with other reasons, might seek out sugar daddies. Now, these men who identify as straight would be what we call gay for pay. Now, that's a term that is more common in porn, but it's also true in the sugar world. Gay for pay. And it means that he'll have sex of some sort with you for the right price. And hey, a lot of women, or you could say people that are having sex according to their sexual orientation, but they're doing it with someone whose body type they might not prefer, are going against their preference. So to go against your preference for money is not a unusual thing. So they might go against their preference. And this has been going on, by the way, since prehistoric times, that people will have sex for different reasons. One of those reasons is because you're turned on. But there are other reasons, because it's an obligation, because you think it might repair a relationship, because it's Friday. And one of those other reasons is because you're getting something, you're getting paid, or maybe it's your spouse and they're going to do a favor for you. There's a lot of unspoken deals going on with sex. And that's cool. That's natural. Bonobos make deals with sex, and so does every other animal. And we are animals, we humans. But that doesn't mean you should have sex with non-human animals. Don't do that. Gay for pay. It's pretty common in the dating world. Not as common maybe as in porn. I'm not sure about the statistics, but it's common enough that they did an article on it in Mel Magazine, which is a magazine that they say is for men. So interesting that they chose this topic. So another reason that people are doing this, maybe more men, straight men, is that times are tough economically. And yet, as we said, it's Striketober, and many people don't want a regular job. It's the Great Resignation. And people have different reasons for not wanting a regular job. And for some of them, it's, yeah, because they can make money in other ways. Maybe they're on eBay or whatever they're doing. They're doing something from their mattress that makes them money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And yet some of them need the money. And so some men, as well as women and trans people, are turning to some form of sex work to make money. And these men may or may not be especially aroused by other men, but they can always take Viagra to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And some might be more aroused than they want to tell you that they are, or than they even want to tell themselves. They're kind of in the closet about their attraction to men. Mm-hmm. But since they don't want to say they're gay, even to themselves, they kind of imagine that they're being forced to have sex with other men. Or maybe they just kind of tell themselves that they have to do this for the money. Or maybe they tell their girlfriends, honey, it's a lot of money. And the girl says, yeah, okay. And I'm not saying that's wrong. People tell each other different things about sex. It's not exactly lying. It's just many faceted
embroidery.
Tapestry.
Aspects of truth. And people don't always want to admit that they like things about sex. That's one of the reasons we get censored, is because we admit we like sex.
No, you can't do that, no.
Well, a lot of people feel that they can't do that.
I understand.
So they would prefer to say, even though in many cases it's illegal, they would prefer to say, I'm doing it for the money. I don't really like it.
That's easier.
Because owning your appreciation for sex, your pleasure, is not easy in this society. We're sex negative.
The sock. Sock
Gabe,
guy.
The sock fetish guy is back. All right, Gabe, I'm going to be talking
socks.
To you in just a minute. I just want to finish my
take off your shoes
thoughts here
before you go in the air.
Get your sock ready.
Yeah, get the socks ready.
In the case of this doing it for the money, but you're also enjoying it and not wanting to admit that you enjoy it, So you say you're doing it for the money. Fantasy and reality cross over.
Mm-hmm.
So big question that people ask all the time about straight male sugar babies is, why don't they get sugar mamas?
Oh, there are those.
And there are those, but there aren't so many.
That's true.
Depends what circles you...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Captain Max, what do you know?
There are a lot of sugar...
mommies.
Daddies. There are
mommies.
Lots of them. There are not as many wealthy, horny cougars.
Right.
And we're talking about with big money. Because these guys generally, they want to make some money.
Right.
Yeah, and men do have more of the money in our society.
Taken care of.
Yes.
So they could go make some money and have sex with other women.
Yeah. Women need more money so that we can get more cubs.
Cubs.
And we can pay for them.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Wow.
That's it. I think we should have a program.
Yeah, I think we should too.
So, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys like that who say, hey, I wanted a sugar mommy. And maybe they're just making this up. Again, it's like fantasy and reality. I wanted a sugar mommy, but there weren't any sugar mommies. So I thought I'd look at the sugar daddies looking for men. And I called one up and we hit it off. And now we're together. It's cool. He pays for my college education.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's expensive.
You know, I do whatever.
Right.
And it's different things. Sometimes it's full-on sex,
mm-hmm.
which involves penetration and all those things. But sometimes it's not. It could be like an exhibitionism thing. I just want to get that in here. Because for many good-looking people, and I mean that in the sense of you could be all different sizes and shapes. If you have a look, a body, a way about you that's desirable, whatever your gender or orientation, it's often more about the exhibitionism than the intimacy. I do have several straight male sugar baby clients who are in non-professional relationships with women, even marriage, and they also have sugar daddies. And these sugar relationships are more about showing off their bodies than about sex. I'm going to talk more about that in a few moments. Is Sock Job still there?
Hi.
Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't mean to call you Sock Job. It's just that somehow that phrase comes to mind more easily than your actual name.
Oh.
But welcome back to FDR. Hop on the love train, Gabe. So did you try being a little more, shall we say, aggressive but still gentle about what you like in a sock job with your lovely girlfriend?
No, you're...
Well, that's a very detailed answer.
Gabe, come on. Play with us.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I think I'm going to talk like Gabe. Yeah. Gabe, come on. Do I have to draw you out of your shell?
Hang
up on me.
Come on, Gabe.
Why did you call?
It's been going good.
How did it go?
Okay.
It went really great.
Okay,
we're
going
to have to crank up your volume in post is all I can say. I'm glad it went great. Can you give me a little description of what happened?
She heard me on the call. And she was really surprised.
Come on.
She heard you on the call.
Oh.
So you didn't even have to tell her what
no,
you
No, I did.
You didn't did. Have to move her feet in the right direction. She got it. You did anyway, because that does help. Okay.
I'm so glad. I mean,
it's good to
get connected like that.
A good result.
Positive. Yes.
Yes. Socks,
so she gave you a really good sock job, and she was wearing your favorite type of sock, which is tube socks.
What?
Any particular color socks, Gabe, that you like? Rainbow or white stripe? Oh, okay, black socks. Black. That's always
black tube socks with a stripe at the top. All black with pink stripes at the top.
Cute.
I already am excited.
I like this.
Actually.
But we're supposed to buy him a pair of socks. Oh, with the little stripes.
The white ones.
Right. Yeah, no, yeah, totally.
To me, the black ones. Totally. Yeah, we do need to buy him a pair of socks that have FDR radio.
He has to leave his information.
Well, that's a given.
Well yeah. But
he's called during the week.
Just okay. Yes. Well, he can call during the week.
That's why Mel is so familiar with him.
Yeah, I've taken Gabe's calls before.
Okay.
All right, Gabe. I think it's great that you're doing this, and I think she's going to get more creative. It just shows how much she digs
you. Doing it right now.
Definitely.
That's a 1960s phrase. No, I think that's totally great.
Yeah, kind of.
What are we doing?
He's doing it right now with his girlfriend. She's giving him a
sock job right now.
Oh,
can I hear her? Can you put her on the phone?
Can we hear? Yeah, right. We'd like to hear her.
This is kinky kink month. Oh, okay.
You're gonna try.
He's a little shy. Captain.
He's saying the girlfriend is shy.
Oh yeah, yeah. She doesn't have to be shy. No, not at all. What's going on now? This
well,
sounds
we hear
like
the sock job
it's
going
a wrestling
on.
Oh, going on.
That's the sock job. Great. That was a great soundtrack. I like that.
Do I have to walk you through this?
Right.
That's very cute.
Okay,
cute.
So we don't know if she's really there. I'll just tell you that right now, Gabe. It could be that you are doing the sock job to yourself, which is fine.
Yes.
Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that
that's
sock
somewhere.
Job is yours.
All right, hold on. Yeah,
that's the mystery of radio. Because you won't put her voice on there. If you just let her go, oh, we'd kind of know.
Ooh.
Hi.
I think I heard a female in the room.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Hello. Hi. Oh, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate that. Now we totally believe Gabe. Hello? Unless that's Gabe using a voice changer. I just realized that's Gabe using a voice changer. You had me fooled for a minute there, Gabe. But that was cool.
That was all right.
You're a fun guy. Yeah. Even though you're shy, you try.
So in essence, you were masturbating.
Don't blow his fantasy.
Oh, no.
He's imagining there's a
sock. Yeah.
What's her name, Gabe? What's your girlfriend's name?
Yeah, what's her name?
Tammy?
Sammy.
Because
we have a very sexy friend named Tammy. She's a Trumper, but we love her anyway. Or we louve her tonight.
Tonight we louve her.
We're into the louving mood. But you make louve to yourself with your socks there. Happy kink month. Smack in the middle.
Hey, Gabe. Great. Thanks for calling.
Keep on socking.
Keep
on rocking. Sock it to me. Socking, Gabe.
Yeah.
But don't knock your socks off.
And spread the word
about
socking.
Not two socks on.
Socking.
You got it.
The newest of...
Right. All right, Gabe. Take care.
Bye.
Oh, you have another question.
Oh, another question.
Ooh, okay, you got to be a little more forthcoming now.
I don't really know what kind of sock I should be using.
Are you using another kind of voice changer that just makes you sound like you mumble?
My question
or
is,
you just have a bad phone.
My lady
bad carrier.
Wants me to use a sock.
Yes, go ahead.
And I do her with it on. Yeah, but I don't know which one would be good, so it won't hurt.
Oh, on your dick. Well, I would say a stocking. It just depends on how much you want that tube sock feeling. That's pretty thick.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of try that. Hey, what's the worst that can happen? You just get a sock full of vaginal juices.
She won't get an infection, Dr. Susie?
Well, you shouldn't do it after you've been wearing her on your foot. Okay. you should do it with a clean sock.
That's definitely a...
Don't be doing it after somebody's foot. Although people rub feet against dicks all
that's
the time.
True.
So that's not really an issue if the feet are clean. But I would say use a clean sock. And I do like that feeling because I enjoy like getting cunnilingus through very sheer panties. And I think it's similar.
That
different.
Makes sense.
It's
that makes
not
sense.
As thick, but it's nice. And I like that. And if I wasn't censored on Reddit before, I would be now. But anyway, I would
job,
say something very stocking-like, nylon. Expand your repertoire. Don't be too focused on one texture, that there are so many different textures that you should be a fashion fetishist, a leg fashion fetishist, and foot fashion fetishist more than just only the tube socks. Because what if you're unable to get tube socks? And to actually have intercourse with the tube sock is kind of awkward, but a stocking would be feasible.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
no
thicker
no,
than a condom.
I got it. That's okay.
It sounds like he's finishing.
Yes,
his
he's
tube
very
socks.
Busy.
Yeah,
with right. His tube socks.
That stuff's
so, all right, David. Yeah. Thank you so much for the
Gabe.
For the update, and make sure you get your free socks.
All right. And best to your lady friend, lady not friend. Tammy. What was it, Pammy?
Sammy. Yeah, you tell Sammy too. Thank you.
Is that short for Samantha?
What kind of socks do you like wearing?
Me? Oh, I like really smelly socks that have been worn.
I don't.
Over and over again. For
I like clean socks myself. It's one thing I always wear that's
when
clean.
When the sock is stiff.
Socks and underwear.
Yeah.
I might wear a shirt a few times, but socks and underwear got to be clean. I like Argyle socks. I like different kinds of socks. I like tube socks. I like little socks, big socks, all kinds of socks.
Lip socks.
Socks on your
pantyhose. Oh,
I like
pantyhose.
Lip socks.
I like leggings.
Leggings.
I like leg wear, honey. But you've had enough of our kink for now. And
okay.
We love you, and you can call us again.
Right.
But this is not the Gabe Kink Show.
Where are you from, Gabe?
Oh, now you're asking a question.
I know where he's from.
Los Angeles, California.
He's from California.
Okay, I know that already.
Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Right, you take care. Bye-bye.
Secret.
Bye.
Bye, Gabe.
Ciao.
Happy Kink Month.
The left sock is best. It looks...
What happened to
it? Oh, Jux Lee, I see.
Yeah, Jux Lee.
Oh,
the
oh.
left sock is best. Yeah. I wonder why the left sock.
Jux, you like sock jobs?
I would imagine Jux has had some sock jobs. I would imagine that he's even done the penis in the nylon stocking thing. I don't know about the penis in the tube sock, but maybe he'll let us know. Kristen Rock is... fiery and making cat tears and throwing hand signs.
Meow.
Lisa says, good to hear from Goodfoot Gabe again. Sakatumi says, Adriana, what right sock is where it's at, man? Says Harry. It's nice to be among friends who... appreciate a good sock job.
We all do.
Happy
here.
Kink Month, everyone. I interrupted my sugar.
Oh yeah.
Ah yes.
Baby.
Back to the sugar.
How that
straight
works.
Straight guy looking for sugar daddies in order to talk to sock job, and I think that was a good decision.
I liked
to
it.
Let sock job on there, Gabe. That is.
Well,
and
yeah,
Sammy.
It's good for the sock manufacturers.
Yeah. They could, it's funny how these people love to use voice changers.
Mm.
And they're kind of effective, but if you listen to more than two words, you hear it.
It sounds like a bad phone.
Yeah.
Could be, but then when he wanted to, he sounded
better.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I could hear every word. He said, let me tell you that particular question.
He jumped out of the sock drawer.
Because it was almost like he was talking on a receiver with a sock on it.
Right. That's what he was doing.
He was talking through a sock. And then he removed the sock, which is one of the great things about socks, is when you take it off, it feels so good. Mm. Like when you rub my feet when they're in socks, it feels good, really good. But then we take the sock off, and it feels even better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Is that a sock job, when you rub my feet in socks? Because I love that. I love that.
Foot job.
That's a foot job.
That's a foot job par excellence for this cougar. I love a good foot job, and I would even give your cock in a sock a sock job if you give me that kind of foot rub. Mm-hmm. So, back to the kink of the night. It's not really the kink of the night. Okay, back to
sugar.
Straight male sugar babies with sugar daddies. So here's a twist. I was talking to a straight male sex therapy client the other day who lost his job as a construction worker in the pandemic. And he needs money, but he doesn't want another construction job. He wanted to know if I knew of a sugar daddy who would take care of him and his wife.
Wow.
In exchange for the two of them being his consensual sex slaves.
His?
Wow.
For this imaginary sugar daddy that this client would like.
I see. Huh. Wow.
And this client, he's on a budget, let's just say. But he's very open-minded, and yet he considers himself straight, and he is married. But he offered himself. And I will say, too, that if you're including no penetration kink activities like bondage, spanking, mutual masturbation, I know of a lot of guys who will masturbate with another guy as opposed to just oral and anal intercourse. And see, this Mel article didn't really get into that differentiation. But a lot of guys are very interested in this, because they wonder, what if I just want to have kind of a circle jerk with another guy? Does that make me gay?
No.
And I would say no. Not in and of itself. No. I mean, you may be gay, but because you like the idea of hanging out with a guy and jacking off while the two of you watch porn, which is what's, believe me, a lot of guys do.
Well, bonobos do that, right, Dr. Seuss?
Well, I don't know. They don't have that much porn playing in the jungle.
No, I don't mean,
but
no.
They totally do that. You're right.
Yeah,
I'm just
figured, you know,
teasing.
I mean,
you. Yeah. But yeah, they do. They jack each other off all
there
the time.
Go.
Often when they're in conflict, the males will do that to calm each other down because they have testosterone.
Right.
Like our guys have sometimes excessive testosterone that gets them
all fired up.
Fighting.
Yeah.
And then they have what my friend Vanessa Woods and Dr. Brian Hare say, a mechanism which calms each other down,
right,
which is to have a form of sex. Might not be intercourse. Mm-hmm. Probably is not intercourse. That's more drastic.
Right.
More like stroking.
Right.
To calm down, but we won't do that.
It's like petting a dog, you know.
Ooh. You should turn her volume down. It's very loud in my ear.
Oh, sorry.
It's not your fault at all.
I'll behave.
You don't have to behave, honey. You know what Mae West said? When I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
I think I remember that one.
Ooh.
Or come up and see me sometime.
So, Captain Max, you had an experience in Hollywood with a sugar daddy who wanted to make you his straight male sugar baby. In exchange for a part in a movie, he said.
Oh, no, not just in for a part. It's to be bigger than Tab Hunter.
Tab Hunter.
Yeah. I was such a handsome young man. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And I went into an employment agency on Hollywood Boulevard to try and find a job. And the woman said, "Are you an actor?" And I said, "As a matter of fact, I am, because I've been acting in theater in Italy." Uh-huh. And she says, "I know someone you should meet."
Uh-huh.
And she hooked me up with this big producer who produced some of the big names at the time that nobody remembers now. And so I met with him. He didn't believe my name was Maximilian.
Hmm.
He didn't believe that.
So, wow, that was an unusual name at that time.
Oh, it was very unusual. He says, "Let me see your driver's license."
Wow.
And now the name Max is so popular. Everybody names their kid and their dog Max.
Right.
But then it was
supply stores.
Exotic.
Yeah, it was very exotic. Anyway, he liked me very much, and he invited me for dinner at some fancy restaurant on Hollywood Boulevard. And we had dinner, and he was very nice, and he kept saying, "Yes, you're going to be the next big Tab Hunter." And I'm like, "All right."
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything's cool. And then we ate dinner, and then we went up to his house up in the Hollywood Hills.
Such a Hollywood story.
And then?
And then we went inside, and then he said, "Would you like a drink?" I said,
"Oh, boy, here it comes." Yeah.
Certainly, I guess that would be good. And he sat down, and then he put his hands on my knees. I mean, he's a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the story he told me was a little fucked up.
Ooh.
It would have been better if he just paid me than tell me this whole buy me dinner. Wine and dine me and show me how much money this guy's got. And so I said, excuse me. I have to go to the PP room very badly now. And so he brings me to the bathroom, and I'm in the bathroom, and I'm looking around, and I opened the window. Yes, and I slide out.
Classic.
Wow.
That's classic.
Yeah.
And that was the end of my acting career.
Was it the first floor or the third floor?
No, it was the first floor.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, no.
So you didn't have to go very far.
I would not have jumped from the third floor.
Yeah. I mean, if he had propositioned you, I think it would depend, right? Didn't somebody want to smell your socks?
Oh, that guy.
And that
guy.
That was okay.
That guy there was on... it was on Sunset Boulevard, and I came out of Ralph's on Sunset Boulevard.
There's always Rock something you're willing to do. I mean, look at all the celebrities, and they're straight, but they know that a lot of their fans are gay. A lot of straight male actors and singers, they cultivate a gay male fan base because, hey, it works for them. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a form of sexual exchange that is perfectly legal and makes them a lot of money and satisfies their exhibitionist tendencies, just as it does for a lot of these celebrities. Maybe not all, but I would say most. And for a lot of other people that don't get to be celebrities, of course. And in a way, a sugar baby gets to be a celebrity because they're paid. And sometimes, you know, they don't have to do much. And Jux Lee says, jacking off together also opens them up to that possibility of forced gay. That game that they play.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No,
there is a lot of that. And it's a funny game because, of course, we are very consent conscious. And this show is, my therapy practice is, I am as a person. And yet I acknowledge as a sexologist that a lot of people's fantasies involve being forced. And this is why kink is so popular. And this is why I think it's a good idea to acknowledge that you are a kinky person. Publicly is great. It enhances the reputation of kink as more people appreciate it, but at least privately, so that you will be responsible and practice consenting adult kink with care. Then you take some people like, well, Jeff Bezos. Hey, he sends this guy, I guess that's his sugar daddy, but not really. He's the sugar daddy because he's sending him on a flight. But Captain Kirk, a.k.a. William Shatner, is, of course, much older than him at age 90. And then in the middle of Shatner's emotional speech about being in space, Bezos shat on Shatner. I mean, he sprayed champagne all over him and everyone else because he wanted champagne.
Right.
And then he said, no, I want to hear your story. Well, because Shatner kind of shut up.
Oh, yeah.
As I would have done.
If you get sprayed by champagne.
Right. And you don't even want champagne.
Yeah. They don't want champagne. You're trying to be cool and tell a good story. And then somebody sprays you with champagne. That's fucked up.
So one thing about all this social media is we are seeing the rich for the fools that they are.
And we're seeing.
And that's why we say fuck the rich. Check out Mel Magazine for the story about these male sugar babies that are straight but like sugar daddies. And check out Screenshot Media, which has a long, very detailed story on Splosh and quotes me a lot. So much that I'm not even going to talk about it very much. You just go to it, and we only have 10 more minutes anyway. Maybe we'll talk about it more next week, although Danielle Watts and Chef B Live and Gypsy Bonobo and Jin are in it, and they are being splashed, and lots of descriptions of Splosh and how popular it is. It is the latest food fetish gripping TikTok. And the story is by Malavika Pradeep, inside the wet and messy world of splashing. And yeah, they quote me a lot. You find out where to find all the best splashing videos. Some of them show these women preparing hot dogs in very suggestive ways, or crawling around in cake batter and stuff that's obviously sexual. And some of it is just sexy people with food, partly because on TikTok, you're not allowed to show sex. That would be censored. But you're allowed to show as much cooking and preparation of food as you want. So people are getting into showing food in a sexy way. And they are both basic instincts. We need food, we need sex. Why not combine them sometimes? Because there's not much time. And there's not much time in this show.
That's correct.
So, Captain Max.
So, I hope, I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but whenever you are, tell your friends, you know, love us everywhere. Love, as we say tonight, love us everywhere. Love us everywhere. And if you like what you hear, even if you don't, you can always donate to support our hard work, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And just Google us, and you can find out whatever you want. Google knows all.
But you can find most of it through drsusanblock.com.
You can do that, or you can put in drsusanblock.com.
You can also give us a call at 626-461-5950. That's our regular number.
We're very interactive.
And if you want to hear my voice explaining the meaning of telephone sex therapy, you can call 213-291-9497. And that will give you an eargasm. This censorship thing, I just got to say, it's way beyond sex.
Okay?
Yeah. They are banning books. And they are demanding respect for alternative facts. I suppose we should acknowledge that sex is a fact. And that they're banning us because we don't present the alternative, which is Puritanism. Because right now in schools in Texas, they are saying that they need to have an opposing view to books about the Holocaust.
Yes, I read that.
And there are a lot of books that are just plain old banned. And this is by the right and the left. It's a problem, I think. And I'm left, but I would never ban a book. I don't want to ban Trump. I don't want to ban what the Nazis have to say. But I don't think that in a school you have to give equal time to Nazis if you're going to talk about the Holocaust. No. But people should be able to read Mein Kampf. After all, our president Donald Trump had it under his bed. I don't know if that meant he read it, though, because he didn't read. But it, or not under his bed. He had it by his bedside. That's what his first wife said. Anyway, always oppose censorship.
Well, now it's very normal now to be censored. People accept it as if it's part of their deal, their freedom.
I remember a few years
ago about that.
When we were censored for showing a nipple or showing a dick or a pussy or a butt crack or something. And we were pretty pissed off about that. We did not like that. But I never had seen political people being censored. Yeah. I'd never seen people just censored for talking about anything. Certainly not talking about sex either on these platforms, on the internet.
Yeah.
Sure, you might be censored on radio. And I was on regular radio for many years.
Yeah.
And I understood what their limits were. Exactly. Like, you can't say this word.
7 words.
Yeah, maybe there were 9. But in any case, you knew what it was. And you had grace periods. And they had a beeper. And it was different.
A beeper.
They bleeped you.
A website called.
If you accidentally beeper. Said a word, had a 9-second delay or a 5-second delay. And so they could bleep out your fuckerage. It's not as if the mainstream media has been telling us the truth all along. It's true that a lot of people are giving us falsehoods, but so is the mainstream media. So we should all be allowed to speak in the commons.
3 minutes.
I didn't talk about Hooters. They're having a whole controversy, speaking of underwear and pantyhose, thongs or no thongs, and some people like the thongs and most people don't. They're all talking about it. And I think they should be comfortable. But they also look good in those thongs, some of them. It all depends on your preference. Well, my darling listeners, we didn't talk too much about our own investigation, inspection, and harassment from our city inspectors, our mattress madness. But that's on almost all of our shows. So you should go to fdrradio.com and listen to all of our past shows. And you should celebrate Kink Month. Definitely stick around for our throwback Kink Month smack in the middle. Birthday spankings with Madam Sydney Jones, canings, and medical play. Oh my God, it's actually not for the squeamish. We have some serious sounding going on with our medical play. And beating Trump, we have the Black Trump in Bonoboville with the Bonobo Way, Trump played by Harry Sabian. Very well, I might add. So, whatever you're doing, whether it's getting a sock job like Gabe or a golden shower like Trump or a sounding like Madam Sydney Jones gave her submissive, or if you're a male sugar baby who says they're straight and I believe you, but you're with a sugar daddy, or, well, whoever you are, splashing. Anyway, free Julian Assange. And free yourself. Of course, he really needs to be free of an actual prison, which, if you're not in, be grateful. Because it's not a good place to be, especially when you're innocent like him. But wherever you are, you're probably on a mattress. Right.
Yeah.
We hope you are. So be good.
Take away the mattresses.
Enjoy that mattress. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make louvre.
Louvre.
Make louvre to someone you louvre tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
And I love you too.
And I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.